USA News. I'm Lance Pry.
The state versus Richard Alexander Murdoch, defendant. Indictment for murder. Guilty. Verdict.
Alex Murdoch was convicted of gunning down his wife and son after 12 jurors returned a guilty verdict in less than 3 hours of deliberations. The jury found the 54-year-old guilty on 2 counts each of murder and possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime. Sentencing is scheduled for this morning. An Ohio congressman as well as a railroad representative were questioned last night at a town hall in East Palestine, Ohio.
Reports suggest there were many questions from residents in the crowd for EPA, FEMA, and CDC officials, and some desperation.
This is not something we asked for, sir. I'm begging you.
Many want to just be able to move away from the contamination zone. Norfolk Southern Assistant Vice President for Government Relations Darrell Wilson.
We are sorry. We're very sorry.
Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson addressed the crowd but did not remain for questions. Many in attendance shouted, "Where's Alan?" as Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw was not there. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Consumers pulled back on purchases of apparel and electronics in recent months, while continue to spend on groceries and other necessities. That's according to some of the largest U.S. retailers. Macy's and Best Buy said they expect sales to decline even further this year after falling in 2022. Red-hot inflation and other economic issues are weighing down on shoppers. Macy's chief executive, Jeff Jeanette, says he expects consumers to be in worse shape in 2023 than they were last year. Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race starts today in Alaska. It's a popular annual long-distance sled dog race that travels from Anchorage to Nome within 15 days. This is USA News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
The weather outlook is much better in California. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, less than half the state remains in the moderate drought category or worse.
Roughly 85% of California was in drought a week ago, but a recent string of storms helped solve that issue. Meteorologist Richard Heim says the Sierra foothills, Central Valley, and the South Central Coast saw the greatest improvement.
Crucial for the improvement on this week's map were the improved mountain snowpack and the improved condition of the reservoirs.
Many parts that were in the severe or moderate drought category are now labeled as merely abnormally dry. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Two American men were arrested in Kansas City, Missouri yesterday, accused of illegally exporting aviation technology to Russia. 59-year-old Cyril Bayanovsky and 55-year-old Douglas Robertson were arrested in the investigation involving the Department of Justice. The men from Kansas are accused of conspiring to circumvent American export laws and regulations to sell, repair, and ship from the U.S. electronics equipment installed in aircrafts to customers around the world that operate Russian-built aircraft. SpaceX Dragon capsule that launched from Florida yesterday morning is set to catch up and dock with the International Space Station today. It's a tricky task. The ISS travels at a speed of over 17,000 miles per hour. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.